Whew, you inspire me.
Well, if God can inspire you, who in hell can?
Are you always this flip?
I meant that not as a flippancy. Listen to it again.
Oh, I see.
However, it would be okay if I were being flip, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm used to my God being a little more serious.
Well, do me a favor, and don't try and contain me. By the way, do yourself the same favor. It just so happens I have a great sense of humor. I'd say you'd have to when you see what you've all done with life, wouldn't you? I mean, sometimes I have to just laugh at it. It's all right, though, because you see, I know it'll all come out all right in the end.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you can't lose in this game. You can't go wrong. It's not part of the plan. There's no way not to get where you're going. There's no way to miss your destination. If God is your target, you're in luck, because God is so big, you can't miss.
Well, that's the big worry, of course. The big worry is that somehow we'll mess up and not get to ever see you, be with you.
You mean get to heaven?
Yes. We're all afraid of going to hell.
So you've placed yourself there to begin with in order to avoid going there. Interesting strategy.
There you go, being flip again.
I can't help it. This whole hell thing brings out the worst in me.
Good grief. You're a regular comedian.
It took you this long to find that out? You looked at the world lately?
Which brings me to another question. Why did you fix the world instead of allowing it to go straight to hell?
Why don't you?
I don't have the power.
Nonsense. You've the power and the ability right now to end world hunger this minute, to cure diseases this instant. What if I told you your own medical profession holds back cures, refuses to approve alternative medicines and procedures because they threaten the very structure of the healing profession? What if I told you that the governments of the world do not want to end world hunger? Would you believe me?
Well, I'd have a hard time with that. I know that's the populist view, but I can't believe it's actually true. I mean, no doctor wants to deny a cure. No countryman wants to see his people die.
No individual doctor, that's true. No particular countryman, that's right. But doctoring and politicking have become institutionalized. And it's the institutions that fight these things, sometimes very subtly, sometimes even unwittingly, but inevitably. Because to those institutions, it's a matter of survival. And so to give you just one very simple and obvious example, doctors in the West deny the healing efficacies of doctors in the East because to accept them, to admit that certain alternate modalities might just provide some healing, would be to tear at the very fabric of the institution as it has structured itself. This is not malevolent, yet it is insidious. The profession doesn't do this because it is evil. It does it because it is scared. All attack is a call for help.
I read that in A Course in Miracles.
I put it there.
Boy, you have an answer for everything, don't you?
Which reminds me, we only just started getting to your questions. We were discussing how to get your life on track, how to get it to take off. I was discussing the process of creation.
Yes, and I kept interrupting.
That's all right, but let's just get back because we don't want to lose the thread of something that's very important. Life is a creation, not a discovery. You do not live each day to discover what it holds for you, but to create it. You are creating your reality every minute, probably without knowing it. Here's why that is so and how that works. I have created you in the image and likeness of God. God is the creator. You are three beings in one. You can call these three aspects of being anything you want. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, mind, body, and spirit, superconscious, conscious, and subconscious. Creation is a process that proceeds from these three parts of your body. Put another way, you create at three levels. The tools of creation are thought, word, and deed. All creation begins with thought, proceeds from the Father. All creation then moves to word. Ask and you shall receive. Speak and it shall be done unto you. All creation is fulfilled indeed. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That which you think of, but thereafter never speak of, creates at one level. That which you think of and speak of creates at another level. That which you think, speak, and do becomes made manifest in your reality. To think, speak, and do something which you do not truly believe is impossible. Therefore, the process of creation must include belief or knowing. This is absolute faith. This is beyond hoping. This is knowing of a certainty. By your faith shall ye be healed. Therefore, the doing part of creation always includes knowing. It is a gut-level clarity, a total certainty, a complete acceptance as reality of something. This place of knowing is a place of intense and incredible gratitude. It is a thankfulness in advance. And that, perhaps, is the biggest key to creation, to be grateful before and for the creation. Such taking for granted is not only condoned, but encouraged. It is the surest sign of mastery. All masters know in advance that the deed has been done. Celebrate and enjoy all that you create, have created. To reject any part of it is to reject a part of yourself. Whatever it is that is now presenting itself as part of your creation, own it, claim it, bless it, be thankful for it. Seek not to condemn it. God damn it. For to condemn it is to condemn yourself. If there is some aspect of creation you find you do not enjoy, bless it and simply change it. Choose again. Call forth a new reality. Think a new thought. Say a new word. Do a new thing. Do this magnificently, and the rest of the world will follow you. Ask it to. Call for it to. Say, I am the life and the way. Follow me. This is how to manifest God's will on earth as it is in heaven.
If it is all as simple as that, if these steps are all we need, why does it not work that way for more of us?
It does work that way for all of you. Some of you are using the system consciously with full awareness, and some of you are using it unconsciously without even knowing what you are doing. Some of you are walking in wakefulness, and some of you are sleepwalking. Yet all of you are creating your reality, creating, not discovering, using the power I have given you and the process I've just described. So you've asked when your life will take off, and I've given you the answer. You get your life to take off by first becoming very clear in your thinking about it. Think about what you want to be, do, and have. Think about it often until you are very clear about this. Then when you are very clear, think about nothing else. Imagine no other possibilities. Throw all negative thoughts out of your mental constructions. Lose all pessimism. Release all doubts. Reject all fears. Discipline your mind to hold fast to the original creative thought. When your thoughts are clear and steadfast, begin to speak them as truths. Say them out loud. Use the great command that calls forth creative power. I am. Make I am statements to others. I am is the strongest creative statement in the universe. Whatever you think, whatever you say, after the words I am, sets into motion those experiences, calls them forth, brings them to you. There is no other way the universe knows how to work. There is no other route it knows to take. The universe responds to I am as would a genie in a bottle.
You say release all doubts, reject all fears, lose all pessimism, as if you're saying, pick me up a loaf of bread. But things are easier said than done. Throw all negative thoughts out of your mental constructions. Might as well read, climb Mount Everest before lunch. It's rather a large order.
Harnessing your thoughts, exercising control over them, is not as difficult as it might seem. Neither, for that matter, is climbing Mount Everest. It's all a matter of discipline. It is a question of intent. The first step is learning to monitor your thoughts, to think about what you are thinking about. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, thoughts that negate your highest idea about a thing, think again. I want you to do this literally. If you think you are in a doldrum, in a pickle, and no good can come of this, think again. If you think the world is a bad place, filled with negative events, think again. If you think your life is falling apart and it looks as if you'll never get it back together again, think again. You can train yourself to do this. Look how well you've trained yourself not to do it.
Thank you. I've never had the process set out for me so clearly. I wish it were as easily done as said, but now at least I understand it clearly, I think.
Well, if you need a review, we have several lifetimes.